The following letters were submitted to Collingwood today in response to a proposed arch sign for Collingwood's downtown. You can read more about the proposal here. I read in Collingwood today that many people have apparently voiced opposition to the new, historic downtown Collingwood, arch that hopefully will be erected this summer. When I read about this arch last week in Collingwood today, I really liked the sign and the reason behind it. I'm sure there are many people like myself who support this arch. Maybe for every person opposing this arch, there are 99 who support it. Bonnie Potvan Collingwood, on I do not like it, not one tiny little bit. The design is completely out of style for a growing town as is Collingwood. Tacky. Very, very tacky. I think an archway entering town is a great idea, so why not have a contest amongst the townsfolk and school children to come up with a design that would complement the town, plus have safety features built along both sides of the archway in order to keep children and teens from climbing up either side of the archway. Council should lay the ground rules of what the arch should have, including size, type of lettering, etc. Then the citizens can take pride in the welcoming archway. It would also be a fun way to drag our citizens out of the doldrums and see the townsfolk smiling again. Dorothy Wilds Collingwood, on this is such a ridiculous idea. It's so ugly. It's not like Collingwood is a big city and it's difficult to find the main street. Have the people wanting this gone downtown on a weekend or most weekdays in the summer to see how many people are there? I truly don't think anyone is having a hard time finding downtown Collingwood. I also think it's really unfair to expect business owners to pay for something like this. Their rents are already too high. Debbie McDonald Collingwood, on although I typically receive and try to read Collingwood today, every day, this is the first time I've even heard of this proposal and it seems as if it is almost a fait accompli. Please log my name in the no column on this proposal. Some time ago, when the master planning process for the town was receiving suggestions for a downtown harbor identity, I seem to recall some interesting proposals for sculptural elements either at the end of Herontario, or at the projection of St. Marie Street. In these areas, I can envision very tall sculptural elements, maybe 150 feet tall, perhaps sail-like, something commemorating the shipbuilding history of Collingwood, and drawing attention to the waterfront. Something this archway will not do. These kinds of arched gateways have been done in many cities, like Queen Street East in Toronto, in Hamilton, and many others, I'm sure. Collingwood should look for something more unique. As a landscape architect and planner, I worked on the master plan for the provincial park components of Wasaga Beach almost 50 years ago, and I can concur with the one comment that this kind of feature might work better there. But again, it is unfortunate that Wasaga Beach has been unable to follow through on its own master plan effort of several years ago. The old Main Street and carnival aspect of the beach are sorely missed by this person. Ed Leonard Collingwood, on this town of Collingwood tells its own story, as one enters from any direction. The architecture, vintage and recent, would not in any way be complemented by the ugly, awkward and totally unnecessary black banner on two goalposts over the street. The town is not so big that it needs such a clownish structure to point to the shops and restaurants. There is very likely a better way to beautify Collingwood, pave a few streets? K. Alexander Collingwood, on.